Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Ben Coleman, president of Aerospace Management System Institute in Lakeland, Florida, who is today's host.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Ben Coleman, one of your hosts for the Florida Aviation Network, coming to you live and in the clear from the 48th annual Sun and Fun Expo. It's actually International Expo. They actually call it an International Expo now. It used to be the fly-in. We're here at the set at the Central Florida Aviation Academy, Aerospace Academy, and it's a new set. It's new for everyone, and we have all of our volunteer crew and staff. Obi-1 is running around like a chicken with his head cut off. Obi-2 is controlling Obi-1's head as it's on the chicken. And so everything is in total flow and in sync, if you will. This is kind of a kickoff preview, and we have another one of our glorious hosts here, Mr. Ron Timmerman. Ron?
Hey, Ben.
Hey.
Good to see you this morning. Thanks for being here as well.
I tell you, I can't think of any other place to be.
This is the place to be. If you're an aviator, if you're interested in aviation at all, in early April, you need to be at Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida, and that's where we are. We're pretty well blessed to be here.
Very blessed, and this is the initial kickoff, and this is where we talk about what we do here at Florida Aviation Network. We're all about promoting aviation safety. And everything we do to try and make it entertaining is just to keep from making our audience feel like we're trying to shove safety down their throats, but we want it on their minds all the time. And Ron, we were talking earlier about the safety stats, and sometimes the numbers we talk about, the best year in safety, and the numbers are so down, and then the worst year in safety, a lot of accidents and incidents. But Ron, what's our goal?
Well, Ben, for me, the goal is zero accidents. And here's how I couch that. So let's say I'm going to go for a flight in my airplane with our family and loved ones. What would my goal be for safety for that particular flight? One accident? Two accidents? Of course not. It would be zero accidents. So if that's my goal for that particular flight, it should be that same goal for every flight I do. And Ben, I would imagine the same would be with you if you take family members and loved ones, or even by yourself. Your goal for that flight is zero accidents, and it would be for all of your flights.
Yeah.
So if you and I both think zero accidents is the appropriate goal, why don't we all adopt that and work towards making zero accidents? How do we do that? Well, there's a variety of ways. One is to become and remain proficient pilots. Mm-hmm. And maintenance technicians and the like that support us in our aviation habit, if you will. So if we all get better at what we do, we will drive the accident rate down, and we should approach zero accidents. And I am very much committed to doing that, both in my personal life and other people that I fly with and that I interact with. I think it's a goal we should readily adopt. We can make it to zero accidents.
Mm-hmm. We can do that. And like you said, when anyone is taking off and getting prepared to take off, it's always in the back of my mind that says, what have I forgotten? What have I not done? What could I do better? Because I do not want to wind up in the trees at the end of my runway. And if I never see another drop of blood, perfect.
It'd be fine.
That's
with
what
you.
We're for.
Indeed.
And we have to really, and we mentioned this earlier, we're going to be talking later on this week with Paul Berger. And this week is going to be, today, if you're able to watch us today, I hope you're out walking around, but if you do, and this is being recorded for future posterity, but we're going to be talking with Rochelle Floyd, and she last year got a ride with the Blue Angels.
No kidding.
And I'm going to accuse her of sidling up with the Thunderbirds because she said the Blue Angels were just the highlight of her life. And she said to the Thunderbirds, I think that would be the highlight of my life. So I think she's parlaying how to get rides in all these jet teams.
I think so, but she may have a tough time with the Thunderbirds. I understand that they have already selected someone to fly with them, and I think it has it's someone from one of the local law enforcement agencies.
Mm-hmm.
So Ms. Rochelle may not be able to claim two rides with specialty aviation. She's just going to have to rest on her laurels from her wonderful ride with the Blue Angels. I spoke with her last year. I think I interviewed her at Florida Aviation Network after her flight with the Blue Angels, and she was just, as you'd expect, all giggly and bubbly and just had a heck of a great time riding with them, as would you or I if we were ever so fortunate as to be selected to ride with them.
I think the term is, they call it gray out. I think that's the proper term.
Yeah.
I have gray out just thinking about it. So.
I thought you meant this gray out.
No. I color this because I don't want to upset my friends that, you know, because really I had a big, full, bushy, black, you know, head of hair. Actually dark brown. My beard, I color this the gray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. On to other things, Ben, that would be more believable.
We're talking about, we got the GA Award winner. General Aviation Award winners are going to have them here this morning, and we're going to be talking with them. Then next up, we have Wings Industry Network.
Yeah, and that's something that I'm passionately involved in, along with Mr. Berger, who you mentioned before. It's a fairly new not-for-profit organization dedicated to safety and making sure that pilots remain proficient and do that and record it through the FAA pilot proficiency program called WINGS. And so this whole organization is dedicated to doing that, and we're also, you will learn during the presentation that we are allying with several aviation entities to try and promote pilot proficiency and aviation maintenance technician proficiency through education and flight training, and again documented it through this wonderful program that the FAA has for us called WINGS. So you'll hear a lot more about that and from Mr. Berger and myself and the other things that we've got going on that is going to help make WINGS an even better program than it is today.
Well, after that program...
After that? How about something in a B-25?
Larry Kelly. Larry Kelly's going to be here, and we're going to talk more about Panchito. And
I understand, Ben, that you were fortunate enough to go fly with Larry in Panchito.
I was an ad hoc crew member, and we got me boned up and up to speed. And Larry was kind of surprised that I wasn't able to mess up his airplane.
That's always a good thing.
And
if you're promoting safety, you ought not to mess up an airplane.
No. But the potential.
And you did that
was
flight here in Florida?
Yeah, it was Tampa Express executive.
Uh-huh.
And then we went down to Punta Gorda and flew an air show.
Oh, wow.
So you got
to fly the Panchito in an air show.
Yeah, I'm about 4, maybe 5 hours away from getting my type. And that's on my bucket list, to at least have one type on my pilot credentials.
Very good.
After we talk with Larry, then you're going to take care of it for the afternoon with Eric Crump.
Yes.
Justin LaFiere.
Uh-huh, LaFiere.
Then we have Bob Rasky, Captain Bob Rasky.
Captain Bob Rasky with United Airlines, indeed.
He's here with his wonderful companion, and ask him about Savannah.
Well, it won't be difficult at all to get him to talk about Savannah, his daughter, who is now famous on her own mark, in the Air Guard and learning how to fly the F-35, I believe it is. And she's been on quite a few commercials that I've seen lately. Mm-hmm. So she is a major aviation player in the market today, indeed. So
and Ron, all of this is great. This is wonderful. We're talking about the names and the people that are in the news and making things happen. But what if you're not in the news and you're not being able to make things happen and you want to get involved with this industry? And, you know, we're young people. There's probably some old-timers out there that would like to get involved. How do we get them involved?
So a lot of things that you can do to get involved in aviation. One is to attend, for instance, WINGS seminars, and you'll associate with other pilots with a similar passion that you have, being safety as a fundamental part of everything we do. Also, you'll probably find opportunities to volunteer. And so connecting with other pilots through aviation events like Sun and Fun, like Wing Seminars, like EAA chapter meetings and the like, getting involved with Young Eagles is another way of doing it as well. And what we're doing when we do this is introducing aviation to other people, getting them excited about aviation, and also perhaps improving our proficiency in flying and associating with other people. I learn a lot when I go to training sessions, Ben. I learn a lot when I do self-study at home, watching videos, reading books and the like, but I also get a lot of useful information, safety information, interchanging with pilots like you and me, Ben, when we talk. We always have safety as part of our conversation, and I learn some things about a particular airplane. When I fly with clients as their instructor, I learn from those pilots I fly with. I'll see them do a particular technique with their own way of doing it, and I go, wow, I've not tried that before. That looks even better or safer than what I've been doing all my life, so I might adopt some of their techniques. Mm-hmm. And I also learn about human interaction in the cockpit when I'm flying with a client and the like. So aviation is a constant learning process. I am a perpetual student of aviation, no matter how many ratings or certificates I have. And I think we can all ascribe to that and say safety is our number one goal. If we can't do it safely, we ought not to be doing it at all. Mm-hmm. And if we can do something that, even though there is a higher risk with aviation than some things, we can manage it safely by putting that as our first and foremost objective.
Well, Ron, and I'm just going to give you a warning that I've been told that we have somebody out in the field, but when we break off to that, I'll stop you, whatever you're doing, and say, Ron, wait a minute, we've got Savannah out in the field here.
Okay.
But we don't yet.
Okay.
So in the meantime, I'm going to talk about the term safe. You know what the definition of safe is?
Why don't you tell me?
I looked it up. I actually have a Webster. And actually, this little thing here told me too. But safe is to be free from harm.
Okay.
Are we free from harm as we sit here on this set?
Well, I suppose harm could be any number of things. One of these pipe drapes could fall on us and the like. But, you know, I feel relatively safe because we've taken some mitigation measures to, you know, keep things from falling on us. We've got wires all over the floor here, but we've got tape down to
mitigate.
Exactly.
So, mitigate, yeah.
We have to recognize whether we're flying or anything that we're doing in life, there are risks all around us, and we have to figure out how to be safe in the midst of those risks.
So we're going to do things as safely as possible. That's the reason I'm trying to get the transition to using the term do it safely. Mm-hmm. Be safe out there. Well, that's a misnomer. And I'm sorry, that's a little anal on me, but but you know, I'm just trying to get. We want people to think about safety and do things safely. And as soon as Sierra gets teed up, I want to find out what's going on in the field. Well, I understand. Maybe she's ready. Sierra, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. You're in the field.
Yes, I'm out here in front of the Skylab today.
You're outstanding in your field, Sierra.
Yes, sir.
Sarah, how old are you?
I am 18.
Was that 18?
Yes, sir.
And why are you involved? Why are you interested in aviation?
Well, I kind of got roped into it with my grandmother and my grandparents, but I am currently working on getting my A&P license.
Hold up your hands, Sierra. Let me see your fingernails. Okay, we got to lose those nails. Well, no, not all of them. Just keep two of them on your thumb and your forefinger, because that's going to help you pick up those washers mm-hmm. in those hard-to-reach spots.
Yeah, I will.
And next time I see those fingernails, hold them up. I want to see some grease under them, okay?
They do have grease under them. I just wash them and make them look pretty for today.
That a girl. And what else is going on out in the field, Sierra?
Well, today is the first day of Sun and Fun, so I know that we do have a few shows going on later today, but I believe most of it is just a whole bunch of people running around getting ready still. Not everybody's always ready on the first day.
Well, that's why they call it the first day, because the first day jitters and so forth. And next time that we're going to have you in a different location out in the field, because we got the Sea Dart that's going right directly into your head right there. And it looks like it's not going to be a very safe occurrence. if you were to back up into that sea dart. But do you know about the sea dart?
I do know a little bit about it, not enough to say I know well enough about it, but I do know it has been here for a while.
Do you know where to go to get information on the sea dart?
Well, I do know that there is a plaque in front of it that you can go to, but you can always go into the museum and ask them questions. I know that they love answering our random questions as school people go over there with.
Well, I'm leading you on here, but the resources, you're going to learn with your A&P training that it's all about resources, and you've got to have your go-to people, your go-to manuals, your go-to folks, because believe it or not, even though when you get that A&P license, that doesn't mean you know it all. You just should know where to go to find the answers.
Mm-hmm. My A&P instructor always says that there's always time to learn no matter what, and we have 3 A&P instructors at this time that we can always go to whenever we have a question, and they make sure we have plenty of books, plenty of manuals. I do know I do have a couple copies myself, but I'm always ready with whatever information I need, and if I don't know it, then I have many people I can message and be like, hey, curious question, need to figure out what this means, and they usually answer relatively fast.
Well, and believe it or not, social media has kind of gotten a bad rap here with all the political shenanigans and stuff going on, but social media, there's a lot of A&P sites on social media, and you'd be surprised at what you can get if you just kind of throw a question out there.
Mm-hmm.
And all the responses you get, some good, some bad. But that's where you have to make the decision. And once you start putting your Sierra down in the logbook and you sign that something was done to a standard, that's a pretty big statement.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's so, so very important. Old buddy of mine, Bill O'Brien, and hopefully we'll be able to pull some things up from old Bill. He's not with us anymore, but he brought up the subject that if you take an aircraft and logbook maintenance records, if everything in those records are perfect, but there's one lie in that book, one lie, somebody signed something off fraudulently, but you don't know which one it is. So now where are you? Is the whole record just to be thrown away? Now that's why you have to double check everything in the past, because there are some unscrupulous folks that don't need to be in this business, and that's why people like Bob Jex and Mark Loughridge are out there with the FAA to help police the area. And that's why you need to know our federal regulators and our federal assistants, because they're there to assist us, the folks that want to do it the right way. And we have an obligation, Sierra, if you know of someone that's doing it the wrong way,
mm-hmm.
to call them out. It's okay to call them out. Don't be bashful. I heard you snicker.
I will try not to, but my A&P instructor most definitely tells us if we see somebody doing something wrong, we most definitely need to say something or else that's our license on the line.
Well, and it's your license on the line, but if you stop and think about it, if you're the last one to actually fasten that inspection panel, and it's not going to come off until either the next inspection or during the investigation. When that aircraft doesn't make it back to the ramp where it's supposed to be. And that's a big responsibility, but we don't want to hurt anybody in this industry. And as Ron and I were talking about earlier, it's so, so important to always strive for zero accidents, zero incidents, and all those little occurrences that if it wasn't by the grace of God, that, wow, that could have been really, really bad, that we learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to learn a lot in your career, and I hope that it's a long and a very prosperous career.
Mm-hmm. I'm just now starting it, and I can't wait to get fully into it and see what all I have to learn from it.
Well, and also you need to learn how to constantly keep this phone turned off when you're in the middle of an interview. But, Sierra, tell us a little bit more before we have to head back into the set here and finish up with Ron.
Well, to speak of safety, since that is like one of our number one things that we like to focus on, one of the first trying to think of the best way to phrase it. Like, one of the first lessons that we did in my A&P class, because I do it through my school, was safety. That was one of the first one and most important one that we went through. And our A&P instructor said, if we don't all pass it with 100, we're going to go through and redo it again.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, Sierra, thank you so much for joining us from the field. And we're going to come back into the set here and talk with Ron Timmerman. Sierra, let's talk to you later.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, good. And Ron, tell us a little bit more as we wind it down for this preview of what's going on with you, Ron Timmerman, today.
Well, of course, I'm working with you, Ben, and volunteering here at the Florida Aviation Network. We have a number of interesting interviews, as you already mentioned, a full slate of folks to interview, interesting aviation personalities, in some cases multiple people be on the set with us each time. So you're going to take the morning shift, and I'm going to take the afternoon shift. We both have great folks to interview. I'm actually going to be one of the interviewees with you a little bit later this morning. And then the same happens again on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we've got a full slate of folks here. But when I'm not working here, either this morning while you're working or this afternoon when we all finish up, I'm going to head out to the show and I'm going to look at airplanes and I'm going to see people and I'm going to look at vendors and I'm probably going to buy some things.
Spend some money out there. Let's all go out and spend some money out there, okay? It's just money. Indeed. They're printing it as we speak. It's just cranking it out. So let's look forward to the next interview, and I'm going to wrap it up on this one. I'm Ben Coleman, one of your hosts, Florida Aviation Network. Sun and Fun, number 48. See you next interview.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.